One of the most prolific songwriters of popular music in the 20th century was Irving Berlin. Many of the songs he wrote were destined for stage productions or motion pictures, and a couple of the songs were, which he wrote for US shows, were interpolated into a London review in 1924. I'm going to play two of them.
Thank you. and how you are, and if you are all alone too. And if you are all alone too.
Two songs written by Irving Berlin in the 1920s, or maybe even before that. What Will I Do, sung by Dick Hames, and All Alone, sung by Bing Crosby with Michelle Piastro's orchestra in 1965.
Could be so true, true, true to someone like you, you, you. Do, do, do what you ought to do, do, do. Take me in your arms, please do. Let me cling to you. For each other, sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, 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 there's no one like you, 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 you could make my dreams come. If you say you love me too, each other, sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other. You say you love me too.
That recording of You, You, You by the Ames Brothers topped our charts in 1953. Midnight in Moscow, apparently adapted from a Russian song by the British trumpeter Kenny Ball and his jazz men. Interesting recording, wasn't it?
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so, I recall that I saw you smile. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I do, didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain. Is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you.
Helen O'Connell had a long and distinguished career as a vocalist. For many years, she sang with Jimmy Dorsey's band. Then she went solo, and that was an example of her solo, one of her solo recordings, I Remember You, written by Victor Schertzinger and Johnny Mercer. As I said, the singer was Helen O'Connell.
Goodbye. to wave me goodbye.
The fisherman was always whistling such a merry call. Girls who were passing by would hear him whistling by the harbor wall. But his sweetheart Nina, who loved him true, always knew that his song belonged to her alone. And in the evening when the lights were gleaming and they had to part, as he sailed his boat away, echoing across the bay, came the tune that lingered in her heart. But days of dreaming quickly pass and life goes rushing on, and one day from the harbor wall she found his boat had gone. He'd sailed away to find the gold the sea could never bring, to buy a dress, a cuckoo clock, a saucepan and a ring. She kept her eyes on the blue horizon, but he didn't return. She stopped her sighing and left off crying, but he didn't return. One day her father said to her, "Oh, dearest daughter mine, you never make a lot from fish, you make much more from wine. Though Miguel is rather fat, his vineyard's doing well. So marry him and let your dreams of Pedro go to hell." The wedding day was all arranged and all the guests were bid. Her Aunt Louisa didn't come, her Aunt Mariah did. They packed themselves inside the church and everyone was there, when suddenly a far-off sound came floating through the air. She found her man. From the church out she ran. There he was upon the harbor wall. Down rushed the wedding guests upon the quayside, but the bride had gone. As with love she sailed away, echoing across the bay, came the happy ending to her song.
The last two songs you heard were written by the British songwriters Harry Parr Davies and Phil Park. Pedro the Fisherman was sung by Leslie Douglas with the Carol Gibbons Orchestra. That was a hit in 1945 for Gracie Fields, apparently. And before that, Wish Me Luck. Jack Carpenter sang it with Jim Davidson's ABC Dance Band in 1939. So that was an Aussie recording of an English song. Usually at about this time of my program each week, I play a recording by a singer whom I call my singer of renown, named after the ABC radio program from decades ago. I think it was the 1970s, presented by John Carger? Yeah. Today, my singer of renown is a Polish coloratura soprano, Melissa Koyas. Born in August 1912 in Poland. She sang in opera in Europe and then to the USA in 1936. She appeared in MGM's motion picture, The Great Waltz, nominated as the Academy Award winner for the Best Supporting Actor in 1938, although she wasn't successful. But a significant motor accident affected her career, but she did continue as she was able to give concerts. Melissa Koyas, she will sing On the Beautiful Danube, a composition of Johann Strauss, Jr., the Waltz King.
Thank you.
Polish-born soprano Melissa Koyas sang on the beautiful Danube. And we're now going to be entertained by an American tenor, Jan Pierce.
Showers, even though they can't carry a tune, they will vocalize loudly for hours, singing stardust or silvery moon. Even though you don't sound like a Russo, if you just try to sing Do Re Mi, you will find that by learning to do so, you'll be happy in any old key.
Try a chorus of good night. the words, just go la la,
la la la,
and then you will see what I mean.
Sing a chorus of chocolate soldier.
Never mind if you don't heed I say. You'll find happiness just like I told you. So come on then and join in with me.
Sing, everyone sing. Sing, everyone sing.
All of your troubles will vanish like bubbles. Sing, everyone sing. Sing,
Jan Pierce was accompanied by an orchestra directed by Jay Blackton in that recording from 1951. Sing, everyone sing. Abrupt finish, wasn't it? Big Butter and Eggman, played by Frank Johnson's jazz band, recorded in Melbourne in 1962 and featured Frank Johnson playing the trumpet. My next selection is an old one from 1931, recording from 1931.
A lucky April shower. It was the most convenient dawn. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. around $1 million, baby, in a 5- and 10-cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5- and 10-cent store. Love comes along like a popular song, anytime or anywhere at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall. Say you never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, step inside my cottage door and meet my $1 million baby from the 5- and 10-cent store.
I let a soul someday.
I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, written by Duke Ellington and some of his colleagues, sung by June Christie. It was preceded by Bing Crosby singing a song from a review called Crazy Quilt in 1931, I Found a Million Dollar Baby, written by Harry Warren, Billy Rose and Mort Dixon. My favourite tenors, Jan Pierce, sang Oh, Promise Me.
Stars shining right above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone, blues can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Dream a little dream of me.
Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story. Remember what you said, you promised me, you said you would. You gotta give in, so I'll be good. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Oh, worry, worry, weary ends my day. Comes the time to go home without my raise and pay. Home by the fire where a man can just relax. Slippers there by the chair, not a worry, not a care. Along comes Junior swinging his little axe.
Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story. Remember what you said. Tell me about the birds and bees. How do you make a chicken sneeze? Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Came home so late one evening last July. Played a little poker, the time had passed me by. Shoes in my hand and my darling wife in bed. Up the stairs saying a prayer, then a voice comes through the air.
Hiya there, Daddy, remember what you said. Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me how your eye got black because the doorway hit your back. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Once upon a time, I remember long ago.
Don't go back in history, your memory's kind of slow.
Stop your noisy talking till I finish with my tale. Once upon...
Upon a what?
Upon your back, you'll get a swat.
Tell me about the fish you caught that's bigger than a whale. Tell me a story. You promised me, you said you would. You got to give in, so I'll be good.
Here's a tale you'll never forget.
Ouch, my tail's all red.
And now get up to bed.
Ah, come on, Daddy, tell me a story.
Oh, golly. Frankie Lane and Jimmy Boyd, Tell Me a Story. Did you remember that one?
Thank you.
Hoagy Carmichael's composition Stardust, a much recorded composition. I wonder how many vocalists and orchestras recorded Stardust. Time for me to say cheerio. Hope you've enjoyed today's program.